Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Lies My Doctor Told Me, Second Edition, Medical Myths That Can Harm Your Health, Ken D. Berry, Maryland, takes a bold stance against the conventional wisdom disseminated by some healthcare practitioners. This provocative read invites individuals to question the long-held beliefs and practices in modern medicine that may not only be ineffective, but potentially detrimental to their health. Dr. Berry, leveraging his extensive experience as a family physician, sifts through common medical myths, providing insights backed by research and clinical outcomes. The book is an eye-opener for anyone who has ever felt disillusioned by the healthcare system and seeks to take charge of their health through informed decisions. It's a confrontational yet enlightening exploration of the gaps between traditional medical advice and the realities of maintaining optimal health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, nutritional myths and misguided dietary advice. Dr. Ken Berry devotes a significant portion of his book to debunking widespread nutritional myths that have been endorsed by healthcare professionals for decades. He challenges the demonization of fat, the overemphasis on grain-based diets, and the misguided war on cholesterol. Berry argues that these dietary guidelines, which have been largely influenced by flawed studies and commercial interests, contribute to the rise of chronic diseases such as diabetes, obesity, and heart disease. He advocates for a return to diets rich in whole foods, healthy fats, and proteins while minimizing processed foods and sugars. Berry's critique extends to the dietary guidelines recommended by major health organizations, questioning the scientific foundation upon which they are built and highlighting the potential health risks they pose. Secondly, the overprescription of medications. Another cornerstone topic Berry addresses is the rampant overprescription of medications. He scrutinizes the pharmaceutical industry's influence on healthcare, illustrating how profit motives often overshadow patient well-being. Berry particularly focuses on the overuse of antibiotics, statins, and antidepressants. He explains how the overprescription of antibiotics contributes to the alarming rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, a looming public health crisis. Similarly, he challenges the efficacy and safety of long-term statin use for managing cholesterol, arguing that the benefits are often oversold while the side effects are downplayed. The discussion on antidepressants reveals a complex interplay between mental health, lifestyle, and medication, urging a more cautious approach to their prescription. Thirdly, the myth of one-size-fits-all in medicine. Dr. Berry emphasizes the dangers of the one-size-fits-all approach prevalent in modern medicine. He criticizes standardized treatment protocols that disregard individual patient differences, genetic predispositions, and lifestyle factors. Berry advocates for personalized medicine, where treatment plans are tailored to the individual's unique health profile, including diet, exercise, and genetic makeup. He discusses the importance of considering these factors in the prevention and treatment of diseases, thereby challenging the conventional reliance on generic guidelines and treatments that may not be effective for everyone. This discussion invites readers to seek healthcare professionals who prioritize personalized care and are open to exploring unconventional treatment options. Fourthly, the importance of preventative health measures. Preventative healthcare is a focal point in Lies My Doctor Told Me, with Dr. Berry urging the importance of proactive measures over reactive treatments. He argues that the healthcare system often emphasizes treating diseases rather than preventing them. Berry outlines practical and accessible lifestyle changes that can significantly reduce the risk of chronic diseases. These include adopting a nutrient-dense diet, regular physical activity, stress management, and adequate sleep. By showcasing the profound impact of lifestyle on health, Berry encourages individuals to take responsibility for their health and make informed decisions to foster wellness and prevent disease. Lastly, challenging the traditional doctor-patient relationship, Berry also addresses the dynamics of the doctor-patient relationship. Challenging the traditional hierarchical model where the doctor's word is viewed as infallible, he promotes a collaborative approach, advocating for patients to take an active role in their healthcare decisions. This includes questioning physicians, seeking second opinions, and considering alternative therapies. Berry's perspective empowers patients to become partners in their healthcare journey, emphasizing the importance of informed consent and advocating for transparency and open communication in the doctor-patient relationship. This shift, Berry argues, is crucial for achieving better health outcomes and restoring trust in the healthcare system. In conclusion, Lies My Doctor Told Me Second Edition, Medical Myths That Can Harm Your Health, is a critical read for anyone interested in healthcare, wellness, and nutrition. Dr. Ken Berry's evidence-based approach to debunking medical myths is both enlightening and empowering. This book is especially beneficial for those who have faced frustration with the standard medical advice and seek alternatives that prioritize individual health needs and long-term wellness. Berry's arguments for a more informed, personalized, and preventative approach to health can lead to more satisfying health outcomes and a better quality of life. Readers will come away with a deeper understanding of how to navigate the complex healthcare system and make decisions that best suit their personal health goals. It's a call to action for patients to take control of their health by questioning conventional wisdom, seeking knowledge, and advocating for a personalized approach. In an era where health misinformation is rampant, Berry's book serves as a beacon of rationality and empowerment. If you would like to support Kendi Berry Maryland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.